Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today. And I hope you stick around for the next 2 hours because our guests include lovely Crystal Gale, comedian, a real popular podcaster. Adam Carolla will be here. Tom Arnold will be on the show. And rapper MC Hammer from Mama's Family, actress Vicki Lawrence. The son of Dan Blocker, an actor and now author in his own right, Dirk Blocker. Country legend Bobby Bear and retired NFL superstar Ovi Muhaley. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Segi Today. We're going to pause when we come back. My first guest this weekend is Crystal Gale.
I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When I do.
Back all across the USA and around the world, and that voice and that song needs no introduction. They are both beautiful, and I am so delighted to have our next guest with us. Joining us right now is the beautiful Grammy-winning singer and songwriter, Crystal Gale. Hi, Crystal. How are you?
Hello. Thank you for having me on your show.
I'm doing great. Well, I thank you for being here. I got to tell a short story before I get into what we want to talk about today, okay? For years, I've been a singer, and the last couple of years, I put together a 15-piece orchestra with three backup singers, and we go out and tour. You know, it's kind of a high-energy, Las Vegas-type show, but there is one part in the show, just the keyboard player and myself, and I dedicate a song to you. And that song is When I Dream.
Well, that's beautiful.
Yeah, I love that song.
I appreciate that.
Well, I can't do it, of course, like you do it. Nobody can. But I want you to know that you're part of that stage show with that beautiful song. Just an a cappella with me and a keyboard player. It's beautiful.
That sounds great, and I do appreciate that. It is such a beautiful song.
Oh, the words are sensational. You're in downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. This is huge, ladies and gentlemen. On display, and will be until November 3rd, is the Crystal Gale When I Dream exhibit. Now, Crystal, how did this come about?
Well, they asked me if I would love to have a display, and I said, I was so honored that they would ask to have some of my things, that my artifacts, as we call them, of my career on display, and it's been an honor. And it was so hard going through everything. It's like, I couldn't believe that I kept everything in the world, but also to look back on my career and realize I had done so much that, you know, when you're out there doing it, you don't really think about it because you're out there, you're busy, it's just going by, and then all of a sudden, you're looking back at it and thinking, I don't remember doing all that.
But you did. Now, you mentioned something that kind of touches a soft spot when you say always save things. One of the things on exhibit, ladies and gentlemen, is a hand-stitched Valentine that made in third grade for her mother. Now, when I was growing up, I had a couple of aunts that saved everything that I had because they thought I was going to be president one day, or I was going to be the host of the Tennessee Ernie Ford show, or they thought all kinds of big things for me, right? And now my kids laugh at me when I do that for them, but you never know. I mean, when you made that beautiful hand-stitched Valentine back in third grade, who knew it would be in the Country Music Hall of Fame?
It was something when I gave it to my mother that she took it, and she took a needle, and she stuck on the wall. It hung on the wall above the television for many, many years.
Wow.
And she was very proud of that little heart.
How cool is that? Now, you also have the custom white microphone with your name engraved in gold. I'd love to see that. And a red parlor guitar that was custom built for you. Do you have an intricate part in picking this stuff? And the reason I asked that is just the other day, I was talking to Dwayne Allen of the Oak Ridge Boys, and he mentioned the fact that he was inducted into the Texas Country Music Hall of Fame, but he didn't want to know any of the artifacts that were going to be in it. He wanted to be totally surprised. I take it that you had an intricate part in picking some of this valuable information and artifacts.
I did have a hand in it, but they ultimately picked the things that they wanted from all the things I gave them. And then they asked for suggestions, and of course I wanted the dress that my mother bought me when I was going out to the Academy of Country Music. It was my first trip to California, and she thought I should have a pretty dress, so she bought my first expensive one, and it was a little over $100.
Wow.
Of that one in there, and of course I've got beaded gowns and clothes from all over the world, but also, as I always say, my hand-me-downs that my sister Loretta gave me. When she was finished singing and wearing them on stage, she'd hand them down to my sister Peggy and I, because we would sing in, around Indiana where I grew up.
Sure.
But we got her hand-me-downs.
Now, you think about this, ladies and gentlemen. Not only would you be able to see a hand-me-down of Crystal Gayle, but formerly belonging to Peggy Sue and Loretta Lynn. I mean, we're talking about something that three stars wore. Also, you have an LP cover from the soundtrack of One from the Heart.
Yes, I got to work with Tom Waits, an incredible experience. Being able to do this wonderful soundtrack for a movie called One from the Heart. Francis Ford Coppola was the director of the movie, and when Tom said, hey, come into L.A. and let's do this together, I loved it. It was so much fun working with an artist like Tom. And he would write during the night, and we would record the next day. Everything on the soundtrack that we did together was live.
Yeah, that's great. The flight suit and the boots that you wore on your F-16 flight in 1984, the 77 Grammy for Best Female Country Performance for Don't Make My Brown Eyes Blue, all of these great, great artifacts, as we mentioned. You know, when I first owned my first radio station, Crystal, I not only was the owner, I also did the morning show. And finally, one of the disc jockeys said, why do you play so much off that Crystal Gayle album every morning between 6 and 9? I said, look, it's my radio station. I'll run it my way.
That's great.
Now,
I appreciate that.
I would play like 3 an hour, and they'd say, well, we're not allowed to do that. I said, well, when you put the money into this place that I did, you can do what you want to do. Until then, I'm doing it. The exhibit is set to run through November 3rd, as I mentioned, but will it be touring after that, Crystal?
Well, we hadn't thought about that. I'm sure we'll have some things kept on display, certain things that they want to keep that they'll put in another area. There might be another display later on that they'll put different stuff out if they wanted to have us a part of it. And the country music, the Hall of Fame here is just incredible. I find that when I talk to people that they don't know much about country music, I tell them to come here and you can learn and hear so much about it, and I'm so glad that they're preserving it.
You know, I think a lot of people don't realize that they're country fans, because you go back to the baby boomers, a lot of the top 40 hits in the crossover era of the 60s were all country. Ronnie Dove, I mean, yourself, Glenn Campbell. I mean, let's face it, those were country crossovers, but they became top 40 hits.
That's right. A lot of the songs were crossover.
Yeah.
Eddie Arnold.
Eddie Arnold, perfect example.
Good music. can be played everywhere.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly
and,
right.
And I'm so glad that country music is a mixture of a lot of different things.
Do you still have a pretty stringent touring schedule? I remember when I saw you down here in Orlando. Actually, you were here for a convention. I will just say it was a political convention. I'll leave it at that, okay? But I won't go into any politics. Do you do a lot of dates?
If I do between 30 to 40 concerts a year, that's plenty.
Yeah.
You know, I used to... You know, do so many and work the road so much. It's nice. You know, I can take it easy. Love being out there.
Well, and you're sensational at it. And your beauty and your, not only in your appearance, but in your voice is a full combo situation. But I'm going to ask you an unfair question now, Crystal. Out of all of these outstanding artifacts that if you're a fan of Crystal Gayle, you will love, what's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite, well, I do have a heart-shaped letter that I wrote to my husband that before we were married that I actually let them put on display.
Oh.
And it was my first trip to New York, and I was telling him about all the places I was seeing, all the food, because it was all new to me. I'd never been around such a big city, and I was meeting the record company and Billboard magazine and all the different places that I could go being country, and it was just, it was a little more personal, and I thought, well, maybe I shouldn't, but then I thought, well, yeah, why not?
Wow, well, when I go there, I want to see that, and I want to see that hand-stitched Valentine. Oh, and the white microphone. I can't forget the white microphone. I got a lot of things.
The Electro Voice.
There you go.
Right.
Oh, and they were beautiful, too. Downtown Nashville at the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum. The exhibit goes on until November 3rd. It's the When I Dream exhibit, of course, marking all the great artifacts by the sensational country and crossover giant, our friend Crystal Gayle. And when I dream of her. I will tell you that right now. My wife ain't too happy to hear about that, Crystal, but hey, what are you going to do, you know?
Sweet.
Crystal, please,
thank you so much.
And please do us a favor. Come back and join us sometime. We'd love to have you. We're all fans of you here.
Sure will.
I look forward to it, and good luck, and I will promise you that we're going to come down there in the fall and check this out, okay?
Well, I appreciate that, and you have a great night. Oh. Thank you for everything.
Thank you for everything, Crystal. Our guest, Crystal Gayle, this tremendous exhibit is now in Nashville. You get a chance to go down and see it. She's great. Thank you for letting me sing your song.
I'm honored that you sing that new show.
And believe me, you have no idea how well it's received, too. We'll be back with more on Ron Segi Today.
I was just crying all night long.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Back with Ron Sedgwick today. My next guest hasn't been with us in many years, and he's a funny guy. Now you see him on Fox News. He's even commenting on the news headlines of the day.
Adam Carolla joins us. Hello, Adam. How are you doing, my friend?
Yeah, what's taking so long?
I don't know. I have a feeling that you just don't want to be on another radio show. Is that the case?
I have done people's college radio shows. I've done their, like, citizen band shows, ham radio shows. I've done shows where it's like you're talking to a guy and you realize 40 minutes in there is no show. There's just some blog or some website or something. I feel like I've done every show 1,000 times. I don't know what happened to us.
Well, it's got to be my fault.
I've seen you hanging out with Jay Leno. A couple of carve-offs there, as I am. You always look like you're having fun.
Funny and had a good time, so hopefully we'll be able to do the same thing here, okay?
Well, it's not going to be that good.
Well, come on.
You know Jay Leno, and I'm tired. So, but we can do a reasonable facsimile.
Well, we will try to do that, all right? I watch you all the time, though. I love that car show that you do. I'm a car buff, too. I love that show.
What cars do you like?
I bought, and Leno told me that I was foolish for doing this, a Stutz Blackhawk.
Wow. Now, why did Leno say you were foolish? Because he wanted that car?
No. He told me it was like a transvestite. The closer you got to it, the more you knew what you had. I disagree with him, okay? Because I think the car, out of all the cars that I own, I get the most looks out of that car.
Oh, yeah. It's a Stutz. What year is it?
It's a 75. It only has 51,000 miles on it, and it's got the gold trim and the fur trunk.
Looks like one of Sammy Davis Jr.'s slippers, from the 70s. Unbelievable. Now, right. I agree. I just talked to Leno last night, as you know.
Yes.
And he told me, I said, every time I see him, he says, what do you got? And I say, what do you got? Because we buy a new car every 3 weeks. Well, he buys two cars a day.
Yeah.
I buy a new car every 4 months, and every time I see him, one of us got something new. He's got a 22-liter Fiat.
What is with these little cars that he buys all the time? You know, I saw him in a smart car one time.
Hold on. You didn't hear me. 22-liter.
Oh, okay.
Fiat engine that has 22-liter. He's literally every piston the size of a small block Chevy.
Yeah. Okay, all right. I didn't hear the 22-liter part of that. What did you just get,
Adam? All you guys out there, when you hear about your Dodge Viper with your 9-liter engine or your big bore, you know, your big block 454 truck with your 7.5-liter or 8-liter engine, this is a 22-liter engine.
Where do you find that?
You know, Leno, he's got his people scrambling all over the world. You know, this thing's from the teens or from 1921 or something. Like 143 miles an hour, chain driven. It's insane. Jay's nuts.
He's got some things that are really bizarre. These steam cars that he has. I just can't get into a steam car. You know, for some reason,
no,
power windows.
I can't either, but you will. If you go see a shop, he will be driving one, and you get into it, and he will haul in that thing.
Oh, I know. The last time I was there, he came driving in with this steam, I don't know, fire truck or something, water all over the place, steam coming out, crazy stuff. Now, Adam, I got to ask you, and I've asked this to a lot of people. Going back a few years when you were on Celebrity Apprentice, I often wondered why someone like yourself would go on a show like that or on Dancing with the Stars, take so much abuse, take so much criticism in front of the entire nation. Why did you do those things?
Honest answer, I didn't sign up for anything. You know, your phone rings one day, and it's your agent. And your agent says, you want to write a book? because I got Crown on the other line, and they want you to write a book. And it's like, yeah, wasn't my idea. You know, and people go, well, what made you decide to write a book? I never decided to write a book. I wrote a book that is good and that people like, but yeah. I didn't decide to write a book. And people go, what made you decide to do Dancing with the Stars? And I go, I didn't decide to do Dancing with the Stars. Somebody called me and said, do you want to do Dancing with the Stars? And I thought, that sounds scary. I'll do it, you know?
Yeah.
And it was the same thing with Celebrity Apprentice. I don't decide to do Celebrity Apprentice. I didn't decide to do it. Somebody called me. Mark Burnett, the producer, called me and said, you want to do it? And I was like, it sounds like an experience.
Yes.
And I was like, I'm up for an experience.
I give you a lot of credit, pal. I really do. Hey, I congratulate you. I'm serious. This downloaded podcast is like Guinness Book of World Record podcast.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. And it's free.
Yeah.
Get it on iTunes or AdamCarolla.com if you like. Yeah, I appreciate it. Do it every day.
And, of course, you have hosted Comedy Central's Too Late with Adam Carolla and TLC's The Adam Carolla Project and an author. I mean, you have done everything that there ever had to be done in show business. You know that, Adam?
Yeah. I've made an independent movie. I've written a book. I've hosted a late-night show. I did a man show. I did a love line. Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff, some with more success than others. But, yeah, now I'm doing a podcast and doing stand-up dates. So it's on the second book's coming out. And so, yeah, the variety part is nice. I have an experience.
The book coming out, and can you give us the title, or is that undercover?
Yeah, it's called Not Taco Bell Material.
Okay.
Makes
sense.
Story basically of my life, and one of the stories is putting an application in at the North Hollywood Taco Bell and being rejected.
That should be an easy read.
Yeah, so. It'll be a fun read.
It'll be a beach read, as they say.
Yeah, the last one was called In 50 Years We'll All Be Chicks. Which
mentioned stand-up. I have a great love for people who can do stand-up, because that is the toughest part of the business that we are in. I mean, you can always fudge it as a singer in live concert, because you can just tell the band keep playing so that you don't hear the deafness of no applause. But, boy, you guys in stand-up, it's living and dying every 7 seconds.
Yeah. It's one of those things where if you can do it, you can do it. And even if you can do it, you still have to work at it for 10 years in order to do it well. And if you can't, don't bother. So, I have great respect for guys who do a multitude of things. For me, the stand-up naturally comes pretty easy, but I've done so much radio, so much talking, so much hosting, so much whatever, that literally, I mean, I will go out. I just did some shows in Seattle and Portland and stuff like that. I'll go out, start talking. At a certain point in the show, look down at my watch and realize I've been on stage for an hour. Not real. I'll do a 90-minute show. But I'll look down and realize I've been talking for an hour and I didn't notice.
Yeah. I remember a comic I talked to. He's gone now, Dennis Wolfberg.
Oh, they just brought up Dennis Wolfberg on the road 2 days ago. It was like we're talking about funny guys who went before their time. And Wolfberg, who was, a teacher at one point.
Yes.
And just a sweet. I never knew him. I just thought he seemed like a really funny, sweet guy.
He was a sweetheart. He really was. And he told me one time while he was teaching, he was doing this club. He had 7 minutes to go. There were only three people in the club, him, the bartender, and one guy in the audience. And he looks at his watch, and he's got 7 minutes to go, and he's already expired all of his material. So he sang MacArthur Park.
Someone left the cake out in the rain.
Adam, join us again sometime. You're a great guest. We love to have you back, my friend.
And it took so long to bake it.
The Adam Carolla Podcast. Check them out along with Speed Channel's The Car Show. Adam, when that book comes out, come on back. Let's talk about it, okay?
I shall do it with bells on.
Thanks, Adam. You're a good guy. Comedian, podcaster, author, car fanatic, and now comments on Fox News. Our friend Adam Carolla, and we'll be right back with more.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA News Update. Ukraine has given Russia a win. Troops have withdrawn from the frontline city of Avdiivka to avoid being surrounded. The battle for that industrial hub has been one of the bloodiest of the two-year war. Meanwhile, Russia trying to develop a nuclear space weapon that would destroy satellites in orbit around the Earth with a massive energy pulse. The technology is being called a nuclear EMP, basically a pulse of electromagnetic energy in highly charged particles that would disrupt satellites that control cell phones, TV, the internet, just about everything. Former President Donald Trump was very clear about how he feels about the order to pay over $350 million in his New York civil fraud trial, calling it a witch hunt. Corey Myers, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest, our paths have crossed over the years. Joining us right now is one funny man, Tom Arnold. Hi, Tom. How you doing? Welcome back.
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Well. And I'll tell you, the last time you and I were in each other's company was back in 2009, June, where I did the eulogy and emceed the funeral for our mutual friend, Ed McMahon.
Oh, yes. Good old Ed. Yeah. Yes. What a great dude.
You guys had the same birthday.
Yes. Ed McMahon is Shaq, and I loved Ed. We're very close. Looking at a picture of him right now on the wall of my office.
You were nice enough to come up on stage, and I think we were at the Radio and Television Pavilion or something there in Burbank, wasn't it?
Yes, we were.
Yeah, something like that. Sad day. And now you are doing something that is very cool. You're on the live edition, celebrity edition, I might add, of Family Feud, going a lot of places. Tell us about this, because this show is so good on television, and now you are bringing it on stage. Tell us about it, Tom.
Well, you know, back in the day, I loved the Family Feud. I've always loved it. I loved it from the first host, Richard Dawkins?
Richard Dawson. Dawson.
Yeah, remember? And he kissed people.
Right.
And the guy from Hogan's Heroes, it was just a fun show, and it seemed like if you watched it, and you know, I used to watch it when I lived back in Iowa before I came out to Hollywood, I thought, that just seemed like a show I could probably do. It's not like Jeopardy where you're like, yeah, I probably couldn't do that show. It just seemed like a fun show. And eventually, the Jackie Thomas show, my TV show, we competed against Roseanne on the show. So I've been on the television show. And we won. And I have the clips to it. I was watching them recently as we get ready to go on the road to do this show. And I remember how competitive we were. And John Goodman and Roseanne and Laurie Metcalf were just my cast. I had Martin Mull and the other guys. And we really wanted to win. And it was very competitive. It was very fun. Someone called me that they do this live. I go, how does that even work? What do you mean live? They go, we go around the different cities and you know, 3,000 people will come out. And I was like, oh my gosh, and people could win money and they get picked randomly out of the audience and they put them together and a real, you know, game show producer will coach them up. And, you know, and I'm like, I'm not the host or anything. I'm like the family member, the celebrity family member. So I get to play, which is the most fun. And that's what we do. And, you know, I have little kids now and we love playing these games together. And, you know, I have a lot of energy still, barely, but it just seems like great fun. And people, like I say, with money and they're excited. It's a home run, I think.
Is Fremantle the production company that does the television show doing the live shows too, Tom?
Yeah, they're very good. They can do your laundry.
Yeah.
You know, I'm 100% sure I would not be doing this if they weren't the ones doing it, because they are just excellent. They really know what they're doing. It's going to be the show, and they're going to do it like the show. It's going to be live. You know, if you go to a taping of the show, there's dead spots.
Yeah.
You know, as you wait for things to be set up, there's not going to be dead spots here. When you go to, when it's game time, you know, people are going to know the contestants are going to be, they'll be interviewed backstage, so they'll be in the order that the producer thinks that they'll be answering the questions. You know, how they do, they set up the, what they think is the quickest, smartest family member first, second, third. It's going to be great.
You are the perfect person for this. There is no doubt about it, because you radiate such energy, and being the fan as you are of the show. You know, we were talking about Ed earlier, his family, I got them on the TV version of Celebrity. The thing that really gets me, you talk about how everything kind of comes together. The host of this show is Alonzo Bowden. Alonzo Bowden won the television show's number one prize, Next Big Star, that Ed hosted.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. See? Now, see? Full circle everything?
Yeah.
Right.
I go down. You have done so many films, and I'm just going to mention a few. 9 months, McHale's Navy, Cradle 2 to the Grave, Happy Endings, The Great Buck Howard, and, of course, the Fox News Net talk show, the best damn sports show, period. I love that. And you've been keeping busy like crazy. You started, actually, though, in an open microphone night at the University of Iowa just on a whim.
Well, you know, I dreamed. You know, when I grew up in Ottumwa, Iowa, as a single father, you know, he went to work and he came home, and my brother and I, the only time, we really heard him laugh downstairs would be when there was a Bob Hope special on. You know, I said to my brother, whatever it is that this Bob Hope does, you know, I want to do that. So Bob Hope's this comedian. This is in the 60s, you know. And
yeah.
There'd be a Bob Hope do one of these USO shows or whatever, and he'd go to Vietnam or he'd go wherever the troops were, and he'd do these fantastic shows. And so I wanted to be a comedian. And when I saved up money, worked at the meatpacking plant, you know, I eventually got to the University of Iowa. They had open mic night, and I just wanted to get up there and tell some jokes, and got all my friends together, and we had a bunch of drinks and told jokes. I still have a tape of this. First time, and you know, I wasn't good, and my friends thought I was, and ended up getting an opportunity for a job in Minneapolis, and ended up moving up there, and that's where I met my first wife, and she just started doing comedy from Denver, and then I started writing jokes for her, and then she went in 1985 on Johnny Carson, you know, with Ed McMahon there, and it was her first time, and she did a couple of jokes I'd written, and Johnny loved her, and
yeah.
Sat her down there, and then she had a career. And then she said, I want to, you know, do a show about my life. I want you to come out and write it. So I came out there to L.A., and one of the first things I did was a Bob Hope special. So my dad was sitting at home in Ottumwa, Iowa, and on the same TV that he watched and laughed at Bob Hope when I was a kid, the same living room, he saw me with Bob Hope. And laughed. And then, you know, and of course Bob Hope called him and, you know, it was amazing. And that's my first magic is, you know, making my dad laugh with the guy that he idolized, you know. Yeah, that's what happened. But yeah, I just got up and I told some jokes I'd stolen from other people and then eventually learned how to do it right.
You know, Tom, when you told that story, I just got the chills when you said the thing about the Bob Hope story because, boy, what a great way to have your father see that. I mean, that is sensational. Gosh, wow, that's heavy stuff right there.
Well, it was amazing. And, you know, Bob Hope, you know, I get hooked up with the USO for Bob Hope, and I do stuff with him. And then he has me come down to Palm Springs, and, you know, he has that beautiful house down there. And I spend time with him and get to know him. And, you know, Bob Hope liked to work, too. And he'd call and say, hey, he'd be golfing over there at Toluca Lake. And I'd say, hey, come over and do the tag on the Roseanne Show or whatever. And he, too, we had so much fun. Just so many things that he and his wife and just these incredible people. And, you know, what a crazy honor to get to know Bob Hope and to get to know, you know, Johnny Carson a little bit. But Ed McMahon, I knew Ed McMahon and his wife very intimately and spent so much time with them. And, you know, what a big honor that is for somebody like me, too. And just really good people.
Yeah, they really are. In fact, he and I were partners for many years and toured with a show called The Tonight Show Memories. And I got a call about 2 months ago from Pam, his wife, and she wants to do that again.
Pam.
Yeah, and so we might
That's
do it.
That's a good idea. People love that. Man, you know, I was talking to Jane Fonda, and her and Lily Tomlin were doing stuff on the road. And they, at first they were like, I don't know about, you know, doing these memory shows, and then they were like, oh, my God, this is the best. People just love it. You know, and people that were movie stars, people love it. The Tonight Show, the memories, again, I'm looking at pictures. I see Ed sent me these pictures. It's Joan Crawford with him and Johnny on the show. Ed gave me the most amazing original pictures from the Tonight Show. But these memories, people love them. It's like why people love the older rock bands.
Right.
They sell out.
Right.
People love this stuff. That would be a fantastic idea.
Well, yeah, we're going to do it. You know, I look down the list, Tom, of all of the places that you're going to be at, and you're going to be at the Villages in Florida. And speaking about tributes, I do a show with a 15-piece orchestra called The Tribute to Dick Clark's American Bandstand, and we're going to be playing the Villages. It's a nice place. You'll like it.
Oh, Dick Clark's another one.
Yeah.
Loved him.
Tom, we invite you to come back and check out Family Feud Live for tickets. Thanks, Tom.
Thank you very much, buddy.
Tom Arnold has been our guest, and And the name of the show, of course, is The Family Feud Live Celebrity Edition. I've seen some of the early reviews of the rehearsals, and they are fabulous. We are going to pause only momentarily because there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. We invite you to check out our website, which is ronseggi.com, ronseggi.com. And you're also invited to check out our other website, which is Seggi Sings, SEGGISINGS. We'll be right back with Ron Seggi today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Can't touch this. Back with Ron Seggi today. Our next guest was a dancer, a rapper, a businessman, an ordained minister. MC Hammer. MC, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Ryan?
I'm doing good. You know, we've been doing the show since 1990, and I think from my calculations, this is only the second time that you have been on, and the last time we had such a good time when you were on the show.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Ryan. I'm glad to be on with you, and certainly it's an honor to be on. I know you do what you do, and you do it well.
Well, thank you, my friend. Coming from you, that is a supreme compliment. Well, we're excited about the fact that Dance Fever is back now. It's a show that I'm so glad to see back. And I got to tell you, I mean, these people vying for this really have to impress you, Carmen Electra, Jamie King. That's a pretty tough judging staff.
It certainly is. I mean, Jamie King just choreographed that new hot J-Lo video that everyone is raving about. He currently choreographed Christina Aguilera's new tour, and he's choreographing Britney Spears' new video. So he's a hot choreographer. And then you have Carmen Electra, who's certainly been around this business and music and dance for many years and has a good eye for also for style, which is what her job is on the judging panel as well. And it was, of course, you got myself, and I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, a number of styles, and so it is a tough panel to impress, but I tell you what, we got some hot dancers on the show.
But when you watch them dance, does it bring back the memories when you were back there dancing for the Oakland A's?
It brings back a lot of memories. My dancing with the Oakland A's, it brings back the memories of dancing in clubs, and I see different, you know, contestants come out, and I can tell where they hone their craft just by their movement. You know, I can tell the guys who grew up dancing in the clubs or the streets or been in studios training, it just jumps off of them. And so it is a great, great, great experience to judge these new young dancers and see them work hard for this $100,000.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. When you watch these shows that have a lot of competition involved with it and you're a veteran like yourself, I mean, it's got to be kind of satisfying because there's so much said about today's youth saying, well, you know, they're not concentrating, not doing this, but there's a ton of talent out there, isn't there, MC?
There's a ton of talent and there are some great young people out there. And dancing is certainly a great hobby / sport to participate in and keep them busy and active and in great condition. And, you know, I applaud them for taking the time to even get in a contest like this and, you know, put their love, their art, you know, on the line to be judged. I think it's fantastic. I'm in Vegas right now watching the sun come up, and I met the MGM, and it's just been fantastic.
I'm actually was supposed to be at the MGM. Actually, today I was supposed to leave to go today, but something came up and I didn't, or else I'd stop in there and have a cup of coffee with you.
Oh, that would have been great. That would have been great. I basically decided not to go to bed. I came in from Kansas City just doing a super summer jam out there with the American Idol winner. It was 11 or 12 people, and I worked real hard. I had to do a couple encores. You know, the people love the show. And then I came, you know, right here to Vegas, and I decided, you know what, no need to go to bed. I'm going to start doing these interviews at 4 a.m. And so I'm enjoying it. It's a pleasure, Ron. I'm enjoying it.
You sound pumped. Now, I got to tell everybody out there, in case they don't know, you know, a lot of times people will see a celebrity such as you, and they'll say, well, you know, that's nice. He has a great talent. Let me just run down. I don't mean to embarrass you, because you should be proud of this. Let me run down some of the accomplishments that you have had in your career, okay? Winner of 3 Grammy Awards, 8 American Music Awards, a People's Choice Award, a Diamond Award, sold over 30 million records. And the nice part about it is that not only are you a talent, but you're a businessman starting your own record label, the MTV feature film Better Luck Tomorrow is part of your production, and a veteran of the Navy for 3 years. Pretty doggone impressive, MC.
Oh, well, thank you. And I have a new show coming out on VH1 called MC Hammer Full Blast, which also is the name of the new album that hits in September. And next year I have a new sitcom on the WB, which is, you know, the working title was The Hammers. It'll be based me as a father, and I actually have a couple of my kids in the show or more, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be exciting. So I definitely enjoy business, and I enjoy this business.
That is amazing. I didn't know about the new sitcom. Congratulations on that. When we get closer to that date, we'll have to have you back and promote it. You mentioned that your children in it. You are a real family man. I mean, you know, being in the business of rock and roll and music and the whole entertainment industry, very difficult to maintain a family. You have a wife, 5 children. Spend a lot of time with your family every moment you can. That's commendable because it's difficult and not really the norm in this industry.
Well, they're even here as we speak. I'm in one room, and my youngest, my 5-year-old, is in the other room, and my other kids are down the hall with their big sister. And for me, it's very important. I really took off on the road when my first daughter was born, and and I missed some things that I couldn't get back, and it was very important to me that all the rest of my children get to know Daddy as Daddy and not Daddy as, oh, that's my dad, MC Hammer, you know. And so I've been blessed to be able to have the relationship with my children that I want to have, and have that bond, that love, and nothing in the world means more to me than that, and also to love their mom, you know. It's just very important to me.
That is nice to hear you say that. Now, when their friends come over the house, I mean, MC Hammer's dad to them, but when their friends come over the house, I mean, are they like, wow, you know, look who's at the dining room table?
Yeah, they get that all the time, and when I pick them up from school and, you know, where we go to the movies and or here in Vegas when we go anywhere, they get it all the time, and it's been a part of their lives since they've been born, so they're kind of, you know, used to it. They know how to deal with it, and it's just a part of their lives, like it's been a part of mine for us years now.
You got a book coming up here in the fall called Enemies of the Father. Is that a fictional book, or is that an autobiography?
Well, this book is based upon my experiences as a man. It's about the obstacles that come against a man that stops him from being a good husband, a good father, and a good man, based on experience and based on, you know, growing up with the Oakland A's, which is obviously at the time all, you know, a male-driven only sport, and then we introduced the first female sports writers into the clubhouse in that era, and then, of course, I went to the United States Navy, and it was 5,000 guys on the base, you know, obviously traveling around as an intern. So I've watched these things really get in our way, and the definition of a man needs to be redefined for this generation. We got told a lot of things that really hurt us in the 60s, 70s, and so forth and so on, and I want to help this generation, and some guys who are also maybe 40 and 50 right now let go of some baggage and redefine what it is to be a man, and that's what the book is all about. Enemies of the father, things that stop you from being a good father or a good husband, and at the end of the day, a good man.
Well, I tell you, I got the chills when you said that. You are to be commended for your work. MC, you got to do me one favor.
Sure, what?
You just got to say, you can't touch this.
You can't touch this.
I love it. Now, when you get a chance and you're down in the Orlando area, I want you and your five children to be my guest at Universal Studios.
We're going to hold you to that, Ron, because I'm going to bring them now.
If you don't do it, I will be upset, okay? So that is a deal. I'm saying it in front of the entire country, so I can't back out of it now.
Well, I'm looking forward to it, Ron. You're fantastic. It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
Thank you, MC.
You take care.
Our guest has been quite a guy, and nice to have him back on the show after too long of an absence. Being with us is legendary hitmaker MC Hammer. You can't touch this.
You can't touch this. You can't touch this. You can't touch this.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
That right. wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi Today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour, and they include country star Crystal Gayle, comedian, podcaster, he does everything, Adam Carolla, actor and comedian Tom Arnold, and MC Hammer. Next hour, actress Vicki Lawrence, who played with Carol Burnett, then was Mama on Mama's Family. Dirk Blocker, an actor, starred on many television shows. Now he's written a book, and of course he's the son of Dan Blocker. Country legend Bobby Bear, and from the NFL, retired fullback Ovi Muhaley. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Segi Today.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.